ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते
The text is in prose form. So we are reading once and then we'll move on to the word-to-word translation and then word-to-word. Bharatasya atmaja sumate nama bibito yam puha vavakete pakandina Rasha padavim anuvartamananam charanaya aveda samamnatham devatam swamanishaya papeshya kalau kalpa vishyanti. So word to word translation. Shri Sukha Uvacha.
Shri
Sukadeva Goswami continue
to speak.
Bharatasya. Of Bharata Maharaj. Atmaja.
The
son.
Sumati
Nama Abhibita. Abhibilata. Named Sumati. Yam. Unto whom? Puha Vava.
Indeed.
Kechit.
Some.
Pakandina.
Pakandina.
Atheist. Men without Vedic knowledge. Rishabha Padavim.
The path of King
Rishabhadeva.
Anuvartamanam.
Following.
Cha.
And. Anarya. Not belonging to the Aryans who strictly follow the Vedic principles. Aveda Samamnatham. Not enumerated in the Vedas. Devatam. To be Lord Buddha or a similar Buddhist deity. Swamanishaya. By their own mental speculation. Papi Yashya.
Most sinful.
Hello. In this age of Kali. Kalpa Yashyanti. Will imagine. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Srila Sukadeva Goswami continued, the son of Maharaja Bharata, known as Sumati, followed the path of Rishabhadeva. But some unscrupulous people imagined him to be Lord Buddha himself. These people, who were actually atheists and of bad character, took up the Vedic principles in an imaginary, infamous way to support their activities. Thus, these sinful people accepted Sumati as Lord Buddha Deva and propagated the theory that everyone should follow the principles of Sumati. In this way, they were carried away by mental concoctions. So we'll read the purport. The purport is very effective and powerful. I find it, you know, to be very interesting. So please attentively listen to the purport and we'll have a good discussion. Srila Prabhupada is talking about various points. Very interesting. So I'm going to read slowly, okay? So that we'll digest what Srila Prabhupada is saying. Yeah? Those who are Aryans strictly follow the Vedic principles. But in this age of Kali, A community has sprung up known as Arya Samaja, which is ignorant of the import of the Vedas in the Parampara system. Their leaders decry all bona fide acharyas and they pose themselves as the real followers of the Vedic principles. These acharyas who do not follow the Vedic principles are presently known as the Arya Samajas or the Jains. Not only do they not follow the Vedic principles, but they have no relationship with Lord Buddha. Imitating the behavior of Sumati, they claim to be the descendant of Rishabhadeva. Those who are Vaishnavas carefully avoid their company because they are ignorant of the path of the Vedas. In Bhagavad Gita 15.15, Krishna says, Vedaisa sarvehi ahameva Veda. The real purpose of the Veda is to understand me, Krishna. This is the injunction of all Vedic scriptures. One who does not know the greatness of Lord Krishna cannot be accepted as an Aryan. Lord Buddha, an incarnation of Lord Krishna, adopted a particular means to propagate the philosophy of Bhagavata Dharma. He preached almost exclusively among atheists. Atheists do not want any God. And Lord Buddha therefore said that there is no God. But he adopted the means to instruct his followers for their benefit. Therefore, he preached in a duplicitous way, stating that there is no God. Nonetheless, he himself was an incarnation of God. Isn't it quite heavy purport? Om Ajnana Timarandasya Jnana Jana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Ena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namah. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahim Tadatiswa Padanti. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So, we are starting a new chapter today. Yes? Sure? Yes, it's very sure. We are starting the new chapter, text 1. In the previous chapter, Sukadeva Goswami concluded, had a big narration to Maharaj Parikshit, explaining the description of life on a material forest and its very difficult path to cross over. Very, very difficult path to cross over. So that concludes the 14th chapter. In the 15th chapter, which says the glories of the descendants of King Priyavrata, is a transition chapter. It does not have any binding on the other chapters. As you see, very quickly it talks about the descendants of Priyavrata and then it changes its course. The course is changed. What does it do? It is changing the course and it is talking about the different aspects of the material world. You can see quickly the chapter Japadipa and all that other aspects. So very short chapter talking about the descendants of Priyavrata. Now if you see Bhagavatam as a whole, big dimension, the lineage of Swayambhuva Manu is being explained, starting from third canto. Yeah? Now, very quickly, I requested Priya to write it there, so that we all of us, you know, have a Photoshop. Because we all have Photoshop memory. Yeah? We can combine that. Quickly see what it is. Now, Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Canto 4, Canto 5 is mainly talking about one family. Swayambhuva Manu's family. Also, none other than son of Brahma. Okay? Now, all of you know, Swayambhuva Manu, very quickly, you know, we dwell upon this, just to touch upon this subject, and then we move forward. Swayambhuva Manu has 5 children, 2 sons and 3 daughters. It's all very clear there. Canto 3, towards the end of Canto 3, one of the daughter's pastime or is her activity with her husband is being elaborated. Who is that? Which daughter? Devahuti. Very good. Devahuti and Kardama Muni's glories has been explained there. Because their son is Kapila Muni, who is none other than the God. So emphasis is given. Okay? So that Canto finishes. Canto 4, it starts with the which daughter starts about? Canto 4 starts with Prasuti. Very good. Very good. Your revision is very good. Huh? People are good. Prasuti's pastime. And who is Prasuti's husband? Prasuti, Prachapati, Ruchi. Yeah? Did you write that?
Prasuti is the
daksha
and Akuti is
husband. Akuti, my apologies. Sorry. You're right. Akuti, it talks, the fourth canto starts with Akuti. Akuti's husband is Prajapati Ruchi. It moves on. Okay, it starts there. And then, not much is given. Of course, little bit is talked about Ruchi and all that. The son is Yagna, again Supreme Personality of God and all that. Then it moves on to whom? Fourth canto. It very quickly moves on to
Prasuti.
Prasuti, of course. And then Prasuti also it talks about because of Daksha. Yeah, Daksha's pastime. And then quickly it moves on to Uttanapada's lineage. Because Dhruva Maharaj is there. So Parikshit Maharaj is very anxious and Sukadev Goswami is more anxious to talk about Dhruva Maharaj. And therefore very quickly summarizes and talks about Dhruva Maharaj. Now the descendants of Dhruva Maharaj is continuing. Yeah? From Anga, Vena, Prithu Maharaj. And then it goes to Prachiniya Bharisat, we saw. And then to Prachetas. And the fourth canto finishes with Prachetas. After Prachetas, there were no appropriate rulers to rule this universe. And therefore, King Priyavarta comes into the picture, who is already a renowned sage. So, being forced, he was basically forced, the ruling was forced upon him to rule the entire universe by his father, his spiritual master and his great-grandfather, Brahma himself. They came and advised him. And therefore, Priyavarta took on the fifth canto. Yeah? Now, although it is a lineage of Swayambhuva Manu, but here it is said that it is a descendant of Priyavarta Maharaj. And in Priyavarta Maharaj, Priyavarta Maharaj, his wife Baris Marthi, has got how many children? 1 daughter and 13 sons. Yeah? Out of that, only one lineage is talking about. Agnidhara. Remember? Agnidhara's lineage comes to Rishabhadev, then Maharaj Bharat, Jadabharat, and then to Sumati. So it is multi-level lineage. You're trying to understand that. Multi-level lineage, of which only one line is spoken about now. Right? Even if they talk about the descendant of Priyavarta Maharaj, just to give an idea, that itself is 13 sons. 13 sons, and what will be the lineage? But most of them are renounced. So Angira line is, Agnidara line is continuing, and it has come up to Rishabhadev, Bharat Maharaj, and then his son Sumati. Yeah? So Sumati succeeded Bharat Maharaj as a king, and he was behaving like his grandfather. Who's his grandfather? Rishabhadev. See, now we got so confused, right? When we say grandfather, we go no. So the grandfather is Rishabhadev. Who was Rishabhadev? How was he acting? Incarnation of Godhead, correct? How was he acting? What's his consciousness? What is the word we use for that? It is said that he acted like an avatut. Yeah? Avatut. What is avatut? A person. Avatut means a person who does not act on the external consciousness. He doesn't act. See, this is very, very important for us to study. Okay? So, let us try to understand the elevated nature of the previous acharyas or the previous all these great personalities which has been explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. Yeah? Just to understand the consciousness and look at our consciousness. We'll think about it later. So avadut means he doesn't act on the external consciousness. He doesn't act on the body, the gross body or the subtle body. His consciousness is internal. He has completely conquered the mind, which is the cause of all problems. The mind role is attraction, repulsion on various sense objects within this material universe. And that is causing duality. See how it works? And these great personalities, because they have conquered mind, there is no duality for them. And they always find internal pleasure within themselves. Just to understand a little bit further, for example, if you ask me what is my pleasure is mostly related to most aspects of my gross body and my subtle body. I am not, not acting completely, on my internal consciousness. Yeah? My pleasure may be, I'll say, yes, I would like to take a nice prasadam khichdi later, 9 o'clock. See, I'm depending on my tongue. And etc., etc., whatever may be. See, this is my pleasure, right? It is related to my body, gross body and my subtle body. But these great personalities have completely conquered. And they are out of this body. That is what again and again the Bhagavatam level is so high. By talking, by thinking, by meditating on these great personalities, we will try to understand what they are. And that is our goal. Yeah? Completely out of this body. You know, out of the body experience, they say. These are the personalities. They have shown it. Avatut. Now, what is the role? What do they do actually, Avadhut? Rishabhadev, what was he doing? They go naked, okay? Because why do they go naked? There's reasons. They think, already I've got a body, okay? Which is given by the material nature. Because their concept is, I am a spirit soul. What do I think? I think I'm the body, I'm here, I'm talking, okay? This is my consciousness. What they think is, I am a soul. Rishabhadev, I am a soul. Now, for my soul, the material energy has already given me a body. Why should I need one more dress? Look at the consciousness. Now, for us, Looking from the material angle, from the material consciousness, because my consciousness is material, I'm looking at it and then thinking, what is this guy crazy? He's not even wearing a dress. Does he not know he is in the city? He's going naked? This is my consciousness, right? And what do I talk about them? I think these guys are mad people. Because they don't wear a dress. They always are, you know, like thinking about something. When you ask, what is this? They have lost their external consciousness. And they go crazy. And what do they also do? They suddenly laugh. If I laugh like this, I think this already gone crazy. Suddenly say, for example, they are wondering. They are in contact with the Lord's pastime. They are laughing. And suddenly they are crying. They think of a situation where they are crying. So laughing, crying, naked, all that when we see, what do we think? We think they are crazy, mad guys, okay? So, these great personalities, they act like a mad people, but they are not mad. How do we still further understand? What do you mean by that? They are acting like a mad, but they are not mad. How do you understand further? Okay. A small example. The sun creates two situations. Okay? One is the sunrise and the other one is the sun. Set. How come you are so intelligent? All are able to answer the questions very nicely. Whatever I'm thinking, you're able to answer. Wonderful. Yeah? So sunrise is there, we saw today, and sunset is also there. Two different situations. But are they the same or different? Huh? Are they same or different? Simple question. Different. Different. Because sunset is different from sunrise. Now imagine the sunrise, you know, that situation, we call them as devotees, Krishna conscious devotees. And sunset is material consciousness. Because it is two different situations, the materialistic people will look at the devotees and think these guys are crazy. They don't know, they're not acting on the body. What is wrong with them? No body conscious. What do we think of them? Crazy people. They don't know that they're spirit soul. See, sunset, two rays, caused by the same sun. So, what we think is, what these guys, you know, not wearing dress, laughing, dancing, crying, gone mad. So we call them as mad. And these people, whose consciousness is not on the external background, external level, they think that why these people are enjoying the material, because, you know, they're getting body after body. So this is how each one sees other as a mad people. And this continues. Now because this lineage has been explained, you know, as we see, multi-level lineage and the root is Svayambhu Manu, does it mean that it is a mythology? We have to get this point right. Because we are discussing this. Is it mythology or is it a fairy tale that we are discussing? What is it? Mythology or fairy tale? Fact. Spot on. Why it is a fact? Because, simple example. Now we are in 2021. 100 years, let us backdate ourselves. Going backdated, okay? We are in 1021. Sorry? No, correct. Very problem? 1,000. Okay, 100 years back. Which is? 1921. One, is it? Okay. 100 years back. Even 1,000 years back also we will go. Doesn't it? We have got to. Okay, 100 years back only. Now, still Victoria was existing 100 years back. Yeah? And still, yeah, 200 years. Is it 200 years Australia? Victoria was existing 100 years back. Still, there were some rulers, correct? There were some politicians, there were some premier or whatever you call. There were there, isn't it? How do they know them? How do we know that someone ruled Victoria 100 years back? How do we know? Is it not documented? Documented, right? Somewhere. We are not going into details, okay? All we want is a point. It is documented somewhere, and you can go to a library or whatever it may be, to government officials, and they'll say, see, 100 years back, some X was ruling Victoria for at least 5 years. The proof is there. But we believe that. But this one, oh, many, many years back, so we don't believe. So, it is a fact which has been established, and not only the fact, this fact has got activities involving. They are not saying just a name. Sumati, son of Bharat. That's it. Stop. No. Activity has been discussed. That means there is a solid proof. How can someone talk about the activity of the person if the person is not existing? That's what we are trying to establish. Okay? Now, why did it change? Why did people don't recognize this system of the spirit, you know, Vedic scriptures? Why do they not recognize? Because of this. Our educational system, they want everything new. Because they want everything new, they are setting aside the old things. And that's the problem. Modern education. That's what Srila Prabhupada says. Wants to establish the movement with all this knowledge. Because which university is talking about soul now? No, everything materialism. So the education system has to be revamped. That is the root cause of our problem, education system. Vedic scripture is neglected. That is the purport we are going to see. Yeah? Neglecting the Vedic scriptures. And because of that, people can choose whatever life they want to live. I need not have to follow religious principles. I can live whatever I can do and live. So, Vedic system or Vedic culture is a problem. Spiritual culture is a problem. So you throw away the spiritual culture, what you have is material culture, very easy to live. So that is what is there. Okay. So, now moving forward, okay, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada talks about Aryans, okay, Aryans is saying, and non-Aryans, those who are not following Aryans, those who are not Aryans are non-Aryans. Who is an Aryan, according to the purport here? Who follows the Vedic scriptures? So those who follow the Vedic scriptures are Aryans. And how they will be? They will be civilized. They will be cultured. And they will be respectable. Imagine I'm coming now here into the class. Left hand is coffee. Right hand is cigarette. I'm also giving class. Okay? What respect do I command?
Will not learn.
I'll be checked, you know. So this is a Vedic system. One has to be civilized. Srila Prabhupada is very much about that. Civilized person, become civilized, and then other things. So, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada talks about Aryan. And then, Srila Prabhupada is also talking about an offshoot, two offshoots. What are the two offshoots he's talking about? One is Arya Samaj. Arya Samaj, and the other one is Jain. Okay? Now, we are here to understand and to explain Srila Prabhupada's purport. Mind you, we are here not to criticize other institutions. We will make it very clear. Okay? Everyone listen. Our intention is not to criticize, But our intention is to understand clearly what the founder Acharya of this institution is talking about them. Is that clear? That it should be our goal. Not criticizing, that's not our goal. So, before we talk about the two offshoots, okay, which is Arya Samaj and Jainism, we will talk, Srila Prabhupada talks about Buddha also. So, we will talk a little bit about Buddha, little bit, Buddha's teaching, preaching, and Buddhism, so that we can understand how this offshoot has happened. Yeah? Because occasion to study this. Otherwise, why will we talk about Buddha? Srila Prabhupada mentioned. So, we talk about it, and then we move forward. Because all the time, we are talking about Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Buddha is also Krishna. But let us talk. Buddha abandoned the Vedas, the Vedic scriptures, and he rejected all the ritualistic sacrifices that is written in the Vedas to promote non-violence. Yes? How do we know this? Scriptures. Documented scriptures. Yeah. So, we read one sloka. Which one is that? Rasavakarbu. Do you know that prayer? No. Nindasi. Anyone know that? Buddha Sharira. Did anyone know that or not? No. Nindasi. Okay, we'll read that. Nindasi yagna viderahaha shuti jatam sadaya hidaya darsita pasugatam keshavadrita buddha sharira jaya jagadisha hare jaya jagadisha hare jaya jagadisha hare. Mean, O Keshava, O Lord of the universe, O Lord Hari, who have assumed the form of Buddha, all glories to you. O Buddha of compassionate heart, you decry the slaughtering of poor animals performed according to the rules of Vedic sacrifices. So Buddha came to promote non-violence. Because at that time, as everyone knows, people were eating meat, addicted to meat, because it was prescribed in the Vedas. One portion of the Vedas was prescribed. So people, on the pretext of eating meat, they projected this information and they were carrying on with their meat-eating habits. So Buddha came to stop that. Now what did Buddha actually preach? The main is non-violence. Along with that, what did he preach? See, Buddha's concept is materialism, atheism, Shunyavada. So what do we mean by Shunyavada or voidism? Voidism means there is nothing after material existence. After we finish a material existence, we know the soul is remaining and the soul has to be liberated. But according to them, for those of you who don't know, Buddhism is a material phenomena. So what is their understanding? Their understanding is voidism and there is nothing beyond voidism. Lord Buddha, being the incarnation of this Lord, one of the incarnation of the Lord, did not approve any spiritual form. Note this point. Nor spiritual world. He did not approve. He did not say. Did not mention. No spiritual form, no spiritual world. Everything is materialism. So what is the philosophy? The philosophy is there is no self. There is no soul. So how does it work? How does the transmigration happen? But they believe in transmigration. So how does it happen? Transmigration happens based on impressions, samskaras. and karmas. Based on this, transmigration happens. But transmigration happens. According to them, there is consciousness. See, consciousness is there. But the consciousness is a combination of material elements. See, atheistic phenomena. Atheistic view. This is what we say. Buddha has taught this for a purpose. So, consciousness is there. It's very confusing for us. But we should know that. Then only we can appreciate our moment. Right? See what it is, you know. Supreme Lord is preaching this. Consciousness is there. It is a combination of material elements. And when the consciousness is gone, the material elements dissolve and nothing exists. Can you understand this problem? It is a fact. So, imagine, why not people who come to a moment are bewildered, correct? Very easy. You go and learn, you know, two times or two occasions you go to some Buddhism, you become atheist. Consciousness is gone. There is nothing but voidism, sunya, sunyavada. So, why did Srila Prabhupada appear? What's the prana mantra? Srila Prabhupada, who is very dear to Lord Krishna, he has come to preach Gauravani, the glories or the Chaitanya's mission to the Western countries. Western countries, which is full of impersonalism and voidism. Impersonalism, it's a little bit better. I'm not saying it's good. What, see, voidism means no spiritual aspect. Impersonalism means at least their understanding that the Lord has got a, Lord is formless. But here, they don't even take anything on the spiritual level. Voidism, see. For people who are in voidism and impersonalism, Srila Prabhupada has come to give Gauravani. That is why you see all the Western countries, everyone took a Krishna conscious. Very, very important. So, so how do we understand this? Yeah? How do we understand this? All this consciousness is coming, material elements is gone, and then voidism is there, zero. Then finally everything is zero. A mundane example to understand is, say there is a vacant land. This temple, what was it before? Vacant land. Shunya, isn't it? Zero. It was a vacant land. This place, what was it before? Before that. Or before that. Finally, one day. Before, after creation. Just after creation. It would have been vacant land, isn't it? Yeah. At one stage. Okay. So vacant land was there. Now in the vacant land, so many buildings come up. And then when it is come, it's a combination of what? Bricks, stones, wood, etc. Isn't it? It's a combination of brick, stone, etc., cement, etc. and all that. Now, after some time, if you destroy this material, what is there? Vacant. That is a philosophy. Nothing was there. Consciousness came because of material. The body is there. And the body collapses, nothing is there. Again, vacant land. It's a philosophy. It's a phenomenon. Interesting, isn't it? Peculiar. Yeah? Now, having spoke about this Buddhism, we can see this Buddhism has spread across different Asian parts of the countries, different Asian countries. Like what? China, Taiwan, Thailand, Korea, Japan, Sri Lanka as well. It is spread, okay? Because I've met one guy a long time back. We are talking. He was a Buddhist, he said. We'll come back to that later. These Buddhists, which is prevailing in all these Asian countries, every single country, the philosophy is different. Interesting point to note. Yeah? The one in Korea is different to the one in Thailand, or the one in Singapore is different to the Malaysia, or Thailand, or whatever, maybe Taiwan and all that stuff. It's quite different. And not only that, the main philosophy or the main reason Buddha promoted this Buddhism is non-violence. They heard that, right? But what are they doing? Most of the Buddhists are not vegetarians. Unfortunately. Say for example, it's a very very mundane example. Say Srila Prabhupada and our movement is chanting, right? Chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Now, after some time, we take the philosophy and forget chanting. It doesn't make sense, okay? Now, we are reading Bhagavatam every 5 hours or 10 hours and all that we are doing. But chanting is too much. So, we remove chanting. But still, it is it's gone. It doesn't make sense. This is what it is there, isn't it? Our process starts with chanting. This is our process. If you don't chant, then you can't stick on to our movement. Simple as that. So, here, people are Buddhists. But, meat, they're eating meat. So, how does it work? Already, they are atheists. On top of that, they're non-vegetarians. Non-eating. They're not vegetarians. So, what will happen? The consciousness. That's why it's very, very difficult. But this consciousness will change just by chanting Krishna's holy name, which is not only a holy name, but a mantra by itself. So powerful, Krishna's holy name. That's what we could see the change. Very, very powerful. So, we are going to see the two offshoots, okay? As Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, one is Arya Samaj. Arya Samaj was founded in Bombay. Yeah? In the year 1875. By, who's a person who founded Arya Samaj? Dayananda Saraswati, correct. In 1875. Now he lived only for 59 years. Okay? Did I write it? Okay. 1824 to 1883. But he was assassinated in 1883. The person founder was assassinated in 1883. Arya Samaj. Now, at that time, very interesting to see that Bhaktivinoda Thakur was 37 years old. When this movement was established. And what was Bhaktivinoda Thakur? He was 37 years and he was a senior deputy magistrate. At that time, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has already published over 100 books on Vaishnavism. See, slowly the foundation is being put for the preaching of Krishna consciousness. So, what is their philosophy, Arya Samaj? Any idea? They are chanting the mantra, Oh. Yeah, that's impersonal, but still they had some power because it's impersonal. The Om represents the impersonal feature of the Lord, and therefore they get some power. It's not that, you know, it's material, it is spiritual. But it is not as powerful as the personal name. Calling A and calling Arjun Saha Prabhu, lot of difference. A. Somehow, if I look at it, A, he understands me calling, but it's not very good. Arjun Saha Prabhu, yes Prabhu. Same thing. Hare Krishna. Oh, Hare Krishna. That's good. Okay. Then, their fundamental cause of knowledge is they accept that there is God. Okay? But the God is formless and therefore no deity worship. They don't want to do deity worship. That means we cannot have a temple. Deity worship is not there. But they adhere to some aspects of Vedas. Some aspects. They like Upanishads and all that, you know, where it talks about, you know, impersonal aspect, you know. The Lord is like, he walks everywhere and all that kind of aspect. But they don't like the personal form. They don't like the sweet forms of Krishna, the activities. They don't want it. They don't want to hear. And therefore, how do they progress? They stagnate. Okay? And but their goal is to do good to human mankind and the world. So they are in the mode of goodness, you can call. You know? And mode of goodness, as you know, it leads to knowledge. And if they come in contact with devotees or any, you know, person, then there is a chance. Mode of goodness is always very good, you know. Good. Right? Because the moment they come to a devotee, and if they're smart, you know, if they're attracted, then there is Krishna consciousness will sprout. Otherwise it's a problem. With this Buddhist, you know, already they're atheists, and top of that meat eaters. So it's very difficult. So what's the second offshoot? Jainism. Eh? Now Jainism, if you remember, we are going backward to 5th canto, 6th chapter, 9th verse. Yeah? 9th verse. Now please listen to this. Okay. 5th canto, 6th chapter, 9th verse. Sukadeva Goswami continued speaking to Maharaj Parikshit. My dear king, the king of Konka, Venka and Kutaka, whose name was Harhat, heard of the activities of Rishabhadev and, imitating Rishabhadev principles, introduced a new system of religion. Taking advantage of Kali Yuga, the age of sinful activity, King Harhat, being bewildered, gave up the Vedic principles, which are free from risk, and concocted a new system of religion opposed to the Vedas. That was the beginning of Jain Dharma. Many other so-called religions followed the atheistic system. So, it's an offshoot, you know. So, basically, what happened was, Arhat was imitating Rishabhadev pastimes. In the same way, Sumati, although is genuine, he was imitating Rishabhadev. The son of Maharaj Bharat was imitating his grandfather, like Rishabhadev. But, unscrupulous person took Sumati to be the Lord Buddha himself. So this imitation process is very common, which has been happening. Yeah? Now another imitation process which we see, which I thought, is in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Haridas Thakur and the snake charmer. Do you know that pastime? Anyone know that? Haridas Thakur and the snake charmer. Once Haridas Thakur was passing through a gram, Pulia gram. And when he was passing, there was a snake charmer who was, you know, what do you call that?
Bean.
So, the bean, Shiana is, okay, whatever may be. That bean is there, which can control the snake. Now, during controlling, he was singing the glories of the Kaliya pastimes. This snake charmer. See, those days, although they are a snake charmer, still there has some affinity for Krishna. Okay, he was chanting that. Haridas Thakur was passing by, hearing the Lord's pastime, you know, in the Kaliya, hearing the Lord's Kaliya pastime, Haridas Thakur was, you know,
gone out of ecstasy, okay? He got ecstasy and is out of the material body. So he fainted. Now looking at his genuine nature, the snake charmer understood, the snake also understood. He bowed down, Sri Haridas Thakur's lotus feet. They took a small dust and they put it there. They understood. Later on, Haridas Thakur woke up. He was embarrassed. Oh, so many people, you know, looking at me and all that. He was embarrassed because it's a devotee and he left. There was one Brahmana, Smartha Brahmana, in the group. What he thought is, when a Muslim person, when he's getting so much of adoration, why not I get more? Because I'm a Brahmana. Caste Brahmana. So what he did was, he slowly went near the snake charmer and he was dancing like, you know, all this, you know, and then like this and all the cry, he fell down. Then the snake charmer knew. What he did was, he took a stick and beat him like anything. That person, he ran away. Then the crowd, you know, they're watching, they said, why are you so inhuman? When Haridas Thakur did, he did not say anything. But this is a Brahmana. You're offended a Brahmana hitting. He said, if he is really in ecstasy, he should not be running away. He felt the pain and running away. So this imitation was happening even those times. See, Rishabhadev pastime, it's happened millions of years ago. That imitation was happening. Yeah, that Harpath, when you know, he was visiting the, you know, southern India, it happened. Now here, during Sumati's pastime also, people, they took that Sumati's Lord Buddha, and in Chaitanya Charitamrita, 500 years back also, we say this imitation, you know, happening. So imitation is the one which have to be very careful. We have to be very watchful also. So, how this imitation, how all these problems can be solved with this misdirected civilization? Huh? How this problem of this misdirected civilization, that's a very simple solution. How it can be solved?
By the messenger of Bhagavatam.
By? Exactly. By Krishna Katha. Only by Krishna Katha, the misdirected civilization can be changed. What's the proof for that? In the Gopi Gita, the gopis, when they are separation from Krishna, they sang a song. Do anyone know that? Wonderful song. So wonderful. I think most of you know.
Tavakatamritam tapta jivanam kavibiriditam kalmasapakam shravanamangalam shrimatatatam Bhuvi kritantihi bhurija bhuri dajana.
Yeah? The meaning is like this. Gopis are saying, Krishna's pastime and activities are the only remedy for those suffering in this material world. These narrations eradicate one's sinful reactions and bestow good fortune. Those who spread these narrations are the most munitioned. What is the meaning of munition? Munition. Very generous. Yeah? Those who give away the pastimes of Krishna. That's the only way, and they are very generous to give away because that's the only way. Huh? And this has also been confirmed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say? Yare deke tare kaha Krishna Padesh. Yeah? Whoever you see, give them the Krishna's instruction, and that will change the world. That's the only way. Otherwise, how are these people going to change? How did I change? Krishna Katha. How did you all change? Krishna Katha. And therefore, Krishna Katha is the only solution. Yeah? And finally, I know that you're, all the people are very restless and all that, just to make you a little bit active. Yeah? What we do is, we discuss a very, very short story. Okay, very nice story. This is relating to how I said initially that the mind is the cause of all problems. Yeah? happiness, distress, it's all created by the mind. Yeah? So, we discuss a very small story to make it clear. Once, a man wanted, during the corona time, this time, okay? Now, he cannot go anywhere else. So, he said, let me go for exercise. Yeah? And go to Albert Park. Some park, free. So, he was wearing a mask. Not like you people. Yeah? Although it says inside and outside you have to wear, people are not wearing. Yeah? But anyway, it is a very must important. Yeah? So this guy was wearing a mask and he went into the park and he was taking rest under the tree on a summer morning. When he was taking rest, you might have heard this story. Yeah? When he was taking rest, from one of the hole, a snake came and bit him and gone inside the hole. Yeah? Now, when the snake bites, you know, there is a, you know, like a pinning pain. He saw that. Pinning, he cried. He could not say anything, you know, because the snake went. Then, hearing his screaming, in the next hole, a mouse came up. A mouse came up, and this fellow, looking at the mouse, he got very angry. He took a stone and he pelted at the mouse. Come on, get away. Because he was angry. No? Then the mouse stopped. What did I do? I didn't do anything. And you're upset with me. And therefore, what I do is, I will teach him a lesson. The mouse. So the mouse, what it did was, when this again fellow, when he was taking rest, it immediately went, it bit him on this side. The snake bit him on this side. Bit him on this side. And went, mouse. Again he screamed. Some pinning pain. Looking at that, the snake came. This guy was okay. After seeing the snake, he looked at this and he was shivering and he died, collapsed. So, it is the con. As long as he thought that it was a mouse, he did not bother. But the moment he thought that it was a snake who bit him, he got fear and therefore he collapsed. So, that fear, that component of fear can be eradicated by only by the process, our Krishna conscious process, especially chanting. In this corona time, right, it's very, very important. Fear is the only component. Many people I know, they have died out of fear. You know, that I should not come, I should not get it, I should not get it. And out of fear they died. It's a very, very, you know, serious pandemic. So we have to be very careful. And fear, how do we avoid fear? No one knows. See, you go to the doctor and you say, I want to avoid fear. He doesn't have any medicines. It's very important. But in our process, we have a medicine for fear. And that is the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare. And be happy. So, Hare Krishna. So we'll stop here, and if there's any quick questions or comments, we take up. Otherwise, you know, we will finish this class. Okay. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki Jai Nithai Gaura Prema Namaste.